When I learn to like me, I like everyone. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Capo, California, with The Absolute Philosopher. When I learn to like me, I like everyone. Yes, this is very true. When I learn to like me, I like everyone. The Bible was very definite in this point of view. Love your neighbor like yourself. And the Bible knew in that early philosophy and early psychology that people have difficulty in liking themselves. They have difficulty in appreciating who they are and what their goals are and what their dreams are and what their desires are for themselves. And so they look at other people and they think other people have the same attitudes that they have the same limitations that they have about themselves. Now, this may or may not be true, and most often it's not true. We are creators of our world. We create ourselves with such a tough decision as to what things are right and what things are wrong for us to do, what things are good and what things are bad, what things are beneficial and what things are not beneficial for us. We are such tough creators of ourselves. We are so demanding upon ourselves that we then become somewhat that way on others. Now, we slip. We let things go by a little bit. And occasionally, we don't do something that we think we should do. But basically, our problem is that we look at others and we try to see them as we are. And our own limited point of view about ourselves makes it difficult for us to see nice things in others. We see all of our faults in others. We see all of our limitations in others. We see all of our non-beneficial things in others. That's true. We won't dwell upon it, but it's just a fact. Now, when we can start claiming our good, when we can start naming and claiming our good, when we can start looking at ourselves and finding the beautiful and the good in us, then, miraculously, we find that our neighbors are good too. The minute we start finding good in ourselves, we begin finding good in our neighbors. Wouldn't that be wonderful if we all went around looking for good in our neighbors? If we all went around first looking for good in ourselves. Are you a nice person? Do you enjoy your company? Do people like to talk to you? Do people like to be with you? Do people like to go on outings with you, down to the beach or to the ballpark, or do they like to go on picnics with you? They say that if you spend a week or a month with a person living in their presence, you will find whether you really like them or not. You'll find whether they really are going to be the kind of people that you want to have as a friend. It's very true. Because then all of their faults, which are you, all come forth. All of their irritations, which are you, all come forth. Now, if someone were to be your nursemaid and take care of you, and you were totally incapable of responding or doing anything except just you were alive and they were nursing you and taking care of your needs in every way, and you just lay there, and you watch these people as they lovingly care for you. They're a friend, a neighbor, a parent, a family member, or a hired person. And as you watch them, you're paying attention to how they're taking care of you. Do they take care of you as though they lovingly care for you? Or are they doing it merely as a task that has to be done? If they're doing it merely as a task, which is what we do most things in life about, then we don't have a great joy in doing it. We don't have a great joy in going about the work of loving ourselves. We have a very remarkable student called Irene Merkley. And Irene has a very interesting task for herself. She set herself to be a visiting nurse. And as a visiting nurse, she has to go into people's homes. She has to go into their environment, not on a permanent basis. That is, she every day goes there, but she doesn't stay there. And she comes and she goes. And she goes into their home, and she can feel the tension. She can feel the unhappiness. She can feel the attitudes that are present in the home that are not salubrious, not beneficial to healing. And as she does this, it made her very sad. She did her very best. She was as loving as she could be. But it made her very sad, and she didn't know what to do. And then one day, she decided she would go to clown school. She would learn how to be a clown. And she'd learn how to be a clown from the most professional manner. Taking it from the most she wanted to be the best. She's always been the best in everything she did. So, she's only into it a year and a half now, or maybe a little better, into studying to training to be a clown. Oh, maybe it's 2 years now. And in her training to be a clown, she is taught to be sort of ingenuous, sort of loving, sort of natural, sort of unexpected. And as she goes in to visit her patients on her visiting nurse requirements, she goes in there with a clown's attitude. And she'll peek her nose around the corner of the door, and when she comes in, she'll say, "Is anybody here?" And then back away. And people will look at her and think, "What is this crazy lady?" And she'll say, "I just thought I'd look first," and then back away again. And they say, "Oh, we're here. Come in, come in." And then she comes in. And she says, "Well, I didn't want to surprise anybody." And they said, "Well, you're supposed to be here. You're supposed to come in and take care of us. You're supposed to." "No, I'm your visiting nurse, and I'm supposed to come in and take care of your medical needs and your physical needs while I'm here, but I'm just your visiting nurse." "No, you're not. We love you." "You love me, your visiting nurse?" "Yes, because you always come in with the bright side of everything." "Oh, really? When did I do that?" "Such a silly thing for you to say that I come in with the bright side. How can you say such a thing like that? Ooh. And they said, "There you go again. There you go again. You're just a silly girl. And we love you, we love you, love you. You give us, bring a sparkle to our hearts. You bring a smile to our hearts. You make us laugh. And you make us feel good. Oh, Irene, just come more often. Come as often as you can." And Irene put on a red nose. And she says, "You know, I have this in case somebody forgets to laugh." "Irene, you look so silly." Irene says, "Really? Did I make it? Do I look silly? That's what I wanted to do. I want to look silly. And do I really look silly?" "Yes, you look silly, Irene." "Well, then I guess I made it. Now, time for our shots. Where do you want it? In the bottom, or the top, or the middle, or around? Where do you want it?" "The usual place." "Okay, roll over." Pop, slap and snap, and in she goes and out she goes, and it's all done. "Wow, that was quick. Now, tell me how much you love me." "What?" "That's right. I mean, I'm not coming here to get paid. I get paid, it's true, but they can't pay me enough for coming here and dealing with a bunch of sourpusses. Tell me how much you love me." "Well, Irene, we love you to pieces. We love you to pieces, Irene. You're so silly." "Well, look who's talking who's silly. Have you ever seen a silly old goose like you? My goodness sakes, here you are lying in bed laughing your head off, and don't you think that's the silliest thing in the world? You know what that's going to do to you?" "What, Irene?" "That's going to make you whole and perfect. That's going to make you get well. That's going to make you jump out of bed and say, 'Hey, I want to live. The world is wonderful. I'm a happy, happy person.'" And Irene goes into one place after another place. And now, she calls this practice. She calls this practicing being a clown. And every place she goes, she tries some different aspect of her clown training. And everywhere she goes, she leaves them laughing. She leaves them giggling. She leaves them feeling so happy and bubbling over with good health. And each day as she goes back, the people are waiting for her. They're waiting for her to peek her nose around the door, or to put on some silly hat, or to look in and say, "Is anybody home? I can't see a thing. I can't see a person." And she's got her hair down over her eyes. She says, "What's the matter with this place? This place is dark. How come you got the lights turned off?" "Irene, your hair is hanging in front of your face. No wonder you can't see anything." Oh, my goodness, goodness, goodness. It's a good thing you told me. I thought I was going blind, or I thought the lights were out. But I'm glad. It's just my hair. Okay. Now, does anyone want to brush my hair back and put it in place? Oh, let me, Irene. Okay. Here you go. And she brushes the hair back. And she says, "Irene, lean over here." And Irene leans over, and she grabs her around the neck and gives her a smooch that won't end. And Irene says, "No, that won't do." And the lady looks up at Irene and says, "What did I do wrong?" "Well, one smooch is not enough. Come on now, give me a real good smooch." And so the lady says, "But I don't want to." "Well, neither do I." So there too. And Irene goes about her work. And as she's finishing her work, the lady says, "Irene, I didn't mean it. Come on, lean over here. Let me give you another smooch. Come on, Irene." And so Irene leans over and says, "I knew you couldn't resist me. I'm just so wonderful. I'm such a love bug. I'm so wonderful. You're so..." "Irene, you are crazy, and I love you." And so Irene went on and on. You see, when I learn to like me, I like everyone. And Irene is learning to like herself. And in that work, she likes everyone. Wherever she goes, no matter if she sees a person and they're going to die right at that very moment almost, they say, "Irene, I'm going to croak. You can hear my death rattle." And Irene says, "Come on now. You don't have death rattles. You have death smiles, because you're going into another dimension. You're going on to another beautiful experience of livingness, because you never die. You're just always alive, but you leave your body behind, you go pick up a new one, you know? You go to the store and you say, 'Look, I'd like to have a man's body, a woman's body, a child's body. I'd like to have a dog's body, a cat's body. I'd like to have a body of an angel. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. I'd like to have the body of Jesus, or Saint Germain, or some other character.' You can do that. You can do anything you want. This is your world. You created it. You're the creator. Now, what do you want? When I learn to like me, I like everyone. So I'm going to like me so much in this body, in this life, that no matter what I do in a future experience, call it future, all time is now, but no matter what I do on another level of consciousness, it won't even begin to measure up to how much fun I'm having here. Because I like everyone. Because I like me. And isn't that wonderful? Oh, my goodness, how wonderful. Thanks, Irene. Thank you for being so wonderful. Thank you for being so beautiful. Irene, believe it or not, your mom's just like you. Your sister and your brothers are just like you. Irene, your dad was just like you. Irene, I'm just like you. Irene, everyone in our world is just like you. Irene, you're wonderful! Oh, Irene, you're fantastic. What a reflection. Oh, I like me, so I like everyone. So, think about that. Think about you being a clown and going out and liking everyone. But first, you got to like yourself. And when you like yourself, being a clown is the most natural thing in the world. So you have yourself a lovely, 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 lovely day. And know that I'm standing by you all the way, and I don't even get any pay. But such is the way, such is the way, such is the way. I love you. I love you. I love you.